We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Thanks for listening to The Junks on 106.7 The Fan. If you don't listen on the radio, which is the one seed, you can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. There is literally no excuse for you not to listen to the show in some fashion. Time now for the Junkie Sports page.
Hey, how about the fall weather this morning?
It's awesome.
No.
It's kind of cold in my car, actually.
It's the first time in a while I haven't put the AC on in the car.
Yeah, I had my seat warmer on.
I had the heat. Well, I didn't have the heat on, but I had the windows cracked, but no AC. Man, it felt great this morning.
Love it. Beautiful. Love not using the AC.
I love it. Sports page, of course, brought to you by my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. Check them out, Molloy.com. All right, big story, and we'll be talking about throughout, is Terry is finally inked. Terry McLaurin agrees to a deal. Don't know all the legitimate numbers yet. We do know that there was a $30 million signing bonus. So just to sign his contract, he gets $30 million. We've heard roughly what the guarantee is going to be. Now, we're kind of guessing on this, but I'm sure we'll find out today. But around $60
million? Yeah,
I know it's a $96 million deal, but it's not all guaranteed.
We don't know.
Our friend Neil Greenberg tweeted this yesterday. The silence on the McLaurin guaranteed money is telling me everything I need to know. The way I see it, if it was same or greater than Metcalf, it would have been released by agent at jump.
Mm-hmm.
Organization isn't releasing it because they, quote, won and don't feel the need to gloat.
Mm-hmm.
That's his
Makes
perspective
sense.
On it.
I feel like they both won.
They totally did.
They both won. Terry gets a huge payday.
Mm-hmm. He's healthy. He's going to make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Is he now the number six receiver in terms of?
Six AV.
I will look it up.
I think he's just a hair ahead of Amon-Ra, I think.
So Buddy Baker's not such a fool.
He's gotten Terry two good deals.
Depends how you look at it.
Yeah, so 30.
Well, how do you look at it to make him look like a fool?
You can't, maybe not make him look like a fool, but if his guarantee is actually nowhere near what other guys are getting guaranteed, you know. That's all that really matters.
But maybe they made up for that with that $30 million up front.
Yeah, maybe.
We're not going to give you the fully guaranteed that these other guys are getting, but here's $30
million. Yeah, maybe that's a great compromise.
Was that a bad mark for Adam Schefter, who just before they signed this deal was on TV saying that the two sides weren't close?
Like 30 minutes before. Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably not great.
But look, credit to both sides for not really leaking that much. I mean, I'm sure the Buddy's side was leaking quite a bit, but down the stretch, I think Nikki Jatvala had insinuated that she kind of had the sense over the last couple of days they were getting closer. Albert Breer, when he went on with Grant and Danny, he kind of said he got the sense that they had actually gotten closer in the last couple of days, so there was some inevitability to it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you got to give them credit. They kept their mouths shut. I mean, Terry looked somewhat miserable. We were talking about that yesterday. But now we can put that smile back on his face and everybody can all be on the same page.
Back to normal Terry. So here are your current wideout AAVs. Ja'Marr Chase at one with 40.25. Mm-hmm. Jefferson, $35 million, comes in second. CeeDee Lamb at $34 million. DK at 33. Then you got Garrett Wilson at 32.5. Terry McLaurin is currently tied with A.J. Brown at a $32 million AAV.
Right, because that's based on the $96 million total, which he's probably not going to get.
Right.
Well, and they don't have it. He produces.
Yeah.
Blank guaranteed at signing, blank practical guarantee, because the SpotTrack doesn't even know yet.
They don't know.
Whenever they turn it in, then all that stuff will be filled out.
Yep.
You will know.
But, hey, it's a good day.
It's a great day.
It's a good day.
Great day to be Terry McLaurin.
Terry's finally back. Trey Henderson is back with the Bengals. Of course, he was one of the other big name hold-in/holdouts. Now, he doesn't agree to a big extension. He just gets a pay bump. So they just gave him a pay raise. He was set to make $16 million this year. They gave him $14 million on top. So he's going to make $30 million this year, and then he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. So maybe he gets franchised, or maybe they try and work something out on a a smaller deal after this, but he gets $30 million, so he'll be back. And of course, he's had some really big years over the last 4 years.
And, saw a statistic 57, yesterday.
57 sacks over the last four.
I saw a statistic yesterday which had the percentage of sacks on a team for some of the top pass rushers, including Bosa, Garrett, Parsons, and Hendrickson had by far the biggest share. I think he was almost tickling 50% of the Bengals sacks were Hendrickson sacks.
Pretty important. That's a guy to give a raise to.
I heard this morning that he was docked a lot of money, though, because I don't think he was on the PUP list. I don't think he was on the PUP. So no, I think he was getting docked checks for missing those preseason games.
Okay, well, he was out of camp for a while. I remember he went to Jacksonville.
So he missed practices there.
Then he came back as a hold-in. So I don't know if the clock kept ticking on like fines.
But I think
him.
Unless you're on the PUP, I think you get docked paychecks for missing preseason games. I think they're game checks he gets docked. I don't know if they worked that out
right
with the extension or with the pay bump, but that's what I heard this morning. So we'll see. Anyway, he's back. So now we're just waiting for Micah Parsons.
I just don't know how the Micah Parsons thing, the bridge is going to be gapped. I mean, again, when you see that image of him laying on that that bench or whatever that was, training table on the sideline. I mean, that's one of the worst looks I've ever seen professionally.
That was bad.
I mean, that's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, he was acting like a little kid.
I mean, he legitimately does not want to be there.
Here's how it gets bridged. Jerry finally, you know, bows down and gives him the biggest non-quarterback deal that's ever been given in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's how.
I guess at the end of the day, money, you know, answers everything.
Sure.
But
didn't Cleveland with Myles Garrett.
All is forgiven.
And apparently, Jerry Jones was joking with Micah's mom. Apparently, good relationship there.
Yeah, I have no idea. But it's wild. That's basically the last big one, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
All the other ones have been resolved.
Hayward's resolved?
No.
I mean, that's not as big.
Hayward's not involved.
He kind of falls between the cracks, I'll be honest.
Yeah. He could hold out for 6 weeks, for all I care.
Micah?
Yeah, it'd be great. Be perfectly happy with that.
Be surprised if that happens. But, and I'm sure we'll go through a lot of the roster cut stuff later in the show, maybe on the Blitz. But the Browns, you know, they got a million quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they got Flacco starting, got some rookies that are the backups. We'll see which one's the actual backup here soon. But they traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders, who, of course, needed a backup because O'Connell broke his hand or wrist or something. He was going to be out 2 months. So now Pickett will be Geno's backup.
It's a move that makes sense for both teams. The Browns can't carry four quarterbacks. Mm-mm. Kenny Pickett was kind of the odd man out. And the Raiders had a glaring need at backup quarterback. So I think it's smart for both teams.
The Raiders also went out and they got Amari Cooper, 1 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Add some depth.
He started with the Raiders, started his career with the Raiders.
That's right.
Not when they were in Vegas, but
Oakland. I think you're Oakland at that point.
Kind of forget. He's been on quite a few teams now, right?
Amari Cooper's been on the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Browns. Bills, the Browns, and now back with the Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well traveled.
And pretty productive. Productive.
I don't know how much he has left in the tank at this point, but now there's uncertainty. I'm sure you're going to mention this. Jacoby Myers, the Raiders wideout, can't come to an agreement on a deal, so they feel like they need to bring in some extra wide receiver help.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's going to sit out games, so right now he's unhappy.
Right now in their depth chart, they've got Myers, they've got Trey Tucker. They went out and drafted Dante Thornton out of Tennessee.
He's been impressing during the preseason.
Yep. They've got, obviously, Amari Cooper. They've drafted Jack Beck in the second round, I believe, out of TCU.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a couple of young kids that they're going to probably rely on. But they bring in the veteran Cooper, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see how much he's got left because, you know, I'm sure he's been working out.
Right.
But he certainly hasn't been practicing with anybody. Do you like that move?
Cooper for 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't hate it either.
He's probably the best free agent wideout walking the streets at this point.
Joe Mixon's going to be out the first month with Houston. So is Nick Chubb still banged up a little bit?
Nick Chubb, I think, has been...
Or has he been okay?
I think he's been okay throughout camp.
All right. So
Woody Marks is his backup.
Woody Marks, who they drafted.
Yeah. Right. I don't love their running back room. I mean, we talk about the running back room here with the Commanders and the flux here with B-Rob departing, but Mixon's on the NFI list, which is weird because wouldn't you usually put that guy in the PUP list, not the NFI list? There's something weird about his injury and how he sustained it.
Yeah.
You got Nick Chubb, and then...
But if Chubb's healthy, he can deliver.
Yeah, but he...
You just have no faith?
Well, I mean, look at what he did last year when he came back from an injury. He was pretty ineffective.
He was. He probably came back a little too early.
Maybe he's good for another season or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I were the brass for the Houston Texans, I'd be working the phones and seeing who's getting released today that plays running back.
Yeah, because maybe they will.
I'm going to be interested.
Maybe they will. But so just in terms of fantasy, you know, I don't know where Mixon goes now in terms of drafts because, you know, he's not going to play for the first month.
Well, I know where he is on my list. He's the first name on the foobar list.
Can't touch him.
I would not draft him.
Where does that put you with Chubb?
Oh, I mean, I probably wouldn't pick him either.
Maybe like a third RB. You want starters.
Sure.
If he's going to start, put him on your bench.
Tells me that C.J. Stroud's going to be chucking it.
Yeah,
he's going to be throwing it a lot this year from the looks of it.
So Mixon's going to be out for a while. But you know what? Things change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict how players are going to play and what their numbers are going to be. In week 5 or 6, you go, man, why didn't I draft him higher?
Sure, of course.
Or you'll say, why did I draft him so
high? You're going to second guess yourself 100 times.
Of course.
Where are some of the other young running backs going besides Jenty, like Travion Henderson? Where are those guys all
Travion
going?
Travion Henderson is on a rocket ship.
Oh, like people are drafting him high?
Yes, because they feel like he's just going to take over a big chunk of the work from Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson.
Right.
They've got a young quarterback and that, you know, he can help out in the passing game too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going like in the third or fourth round of fantasy drafts at this
point.
Seems pretty high.
That seems pretty high.
Yeah.
So we'll get to a lot of the roster cut stuff later in the show. All right. So in baseball last night, I'll just talk about the teams and games that actually matter. Yankees popped the Nats 10-5. Of course, the Yankees are in the second wild card right now. They're just a game back of the Red Sox, who came back and beat the Orioles last night 4-3.
I saw James Wood had a couple of hits, but how's Dylan Cruz playing?
He went 0-for last night, so, you know.
Is he back under 200?
I'll tell you.
I'm guessing he is if he went 0-for, because wasn't he 202? Yeah, is it 199?
Yeah, 199. That's just who he is right now. That's who he is.
Well, that needs to get a lot better. I mean, he was the number 2 overall pick in the draft. And he's batting 200.
Yeah.
Ish.
I'm not glad that Riz was fired, but if Riz wasn't fired, we'd still be talking to him every Wednesday, and there's just no reason to talk about him.
I just couldn't do it. It would be miserable.
Yeah, it would be.
I wonder what Mike Rizzo is doing. Well, I know he's sleeping right now, but just what is he doing? What is he doing right now? Like, is he like plotting his next move in Major League Baseball?
He has to stay very, very close to what's going on. He's got to know kind of everybody's situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's probably honing in on a few situations where he has great relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I haven't checked in with him in a while.
Find out what he's doing.
Should reach out to him, see how he's doing.
Find out what's up with Riz.
So, like I mentioned, the Red Sox are the top wild card. All right, so in the American League, the big race is the actual wild card right now, because the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Seattle Mariners are all pretty much separated by, I don't know, 2 games currently, maybe a game and a half. Kyle Riley hit number 50 last night
as a catcher.
Unbelievable. It's a record. Switch hitter, too. I mean, he's just having an unbelievable year.
The big dumper.
And what's wild is he's been around like 6 or 7 years, right?
His nickname's the big dumper.
Wild. Yeah.
You're just learning that?
I mean, it's
baseball cakes took a couple years off.
Here's what I know about every time I see a highlight of him, he's holding the dumb trident in the dugout. I guess that's a Mariners tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why he's called Big Dumper. Not a great nickname.
He's got a big ass.
Okay. Got a big dumper cake.
I guess that makes sense.
They could call you Big Dumper.
No dumper.
Oh, okay.
So congrats to Cal Raleigh, number 50. And they beat the Padres 9-6 last night. So Red Sox, Yankees, Mariners are just kind of shuffling to see where they end up in the wild card.
Although the Mariners can win their division. They're just a game and a half back.
They could. Of Houston. That's another small race. I agree. But in terms of the National League last night, Brewers beat the D-backs. Brewers were up on the Cubs by, I don't know, five games or so. Brewers were so hot, you know, for 3 weeks. Cooled off a little bit, but they beat the D-backs last night 7-5. Mets pounded the Phillies 13-3. Mets are in that wild card race as well. So, you know, as we enter September, there are a few interesting races. Right now, Toronto is going to win the East. They're up 5 on the Red Sox. Detroit's going to run away with the Central, up 10.5. You mentioned the Astros, Mariners. Phillies are going to win the East in the National League. Mets are right now, they're going to be a wild card. Brewers up on the Cubs. Cubs are going to be a wild card. But the Dodgers, Padres in the West, separated by a game. Dodgers won 7-0 last night. So that's another race. And then, of course, the American League wild card. So there's something to pay attention to in terms of, you know, three or four races in the American League. And then the U.S. Open yesterday, Francis Tiafoe, he won. So he advanced to the second round.
So Alcaraz shaved his head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, he did.
You know that people were criticizing Rory for racing out of the Tour Championship? You know, he did kind of poorly. I mean, relatively. And then didn't stick around to hang out with Tommy Fleetwood. Just flew out immediately to go see Alcaraz, Djokovic, etc.
Why are people in his business?
I don't know.
Can't he just live his life and do what he wants to do?
It's totally unfair.
But he's a grown man.
Right. Yeah.
He can dap up Fleetwood when they're at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, tell those haters to zip it.
Yeah.
But Alcaraz, he advanced to the second round.
I saw Venus got to the third round. She won third set. Did she lose?
Yeah, yeah, she lost.
Yeah. I was watching some of that.
I was listening to Chris Evert say that her serve let her down.
Mm. Yeah, I only saw a little bit of that.
I was watching
Rude.
Madison Keys on the women's side. She's the sixth seed. She was ousted, so she's out of the tournament. So U.S. Open into the second round now. And we'll be looking for some of those bigger matchups. That's what I got for you.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Very nice.
All right. All that really matters.
But this is what really matters.
Yeah.
College football starts on pretty much Thursday.
Yeah. How many games Thursday?
17 on Thursday.
All right. What's the best Thursday game? Like, did the general public
I don't know.
Be
interested? Are you interested in the Boise State, South Florida game?
No.
I mean, there's no real great matchups
there
on Thursday.
There never really is on Thursdays, right?
Sometimes Thursdays.
Sometimes they have the good ones. Okay.
Sure.
Sometimes. All right. But the fact that you've got matchups on Thursday.
Yeah, I know. You can bet.
I mean, you got college fantasy, you've got Survivor. Make sure you get your picks in.
I have to print out my Survivor grid so I know I'm not picking the same team twice.
By the way, are we gonna have a whole segment talking about whether or not we are actually gonna do a Survivor?
I think it needs to be broached.
It needs to be broached. Jason is kind of balking. Somebody suggested we just do it without Jason.
No, I'm not balking at the Survivor. I'm balking at the Circa Survivor. I'm out.
Because on that one, how much do we have to pay for that one?
Because that's like lighting it on fire.
$1,000 entry.
Yeah.
I say we just do something stationwide where we put $100 in or $50. Uh-huh. We get the six of us, seven of us, maybe Finley, maybe B. Mitch if he wants to. Jeff, I don't know.
Doesn't get the juices flowing enough.
Okay, I'm not burning my 250 with Circa.
That's fine.
It's impossible to win.
And right.
I don't care.
We just put up $333 each.
We could do that. Or we could cut the producers in. They get a share if they want.
I like the sweat.
It's fun. Too.
It's just, it is a quick burn, though. I mean, the likelihood
doesn't have to be.
The likelihood of lasting beyond like 3 weeks is, for us, it's fairly low.
It's unlikely. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Well, I mean, if we get, it's $1,000 entry, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. If we get 10 of us to do it, all right, I'm in for 100.
Yeah. But you're never going to get 10 to agree. But I guess you just do the most votes.
How are you going to do the, if you get these guys, I mean, six or seven guys to agree on.
Yeah, so I don't know. You just whatever bet gets the most votes.
Yeah.
Or we just put him in for a Hunsky. And we each put up 300.
Or they just get
I'm capping it at 100.
Or they get a quarter share and just get one vote.
Right.
Those three knuckleheads put their heads together for one total vote.
Right. That would be possible. And then that would be 200 each.
Sure.
Yeah. If we did four of us plus them as a vote, that's five. Five into 1,000 is 200 each.
That's true.
Right.
That's the, and then Jason still only wants to put 100
in. I'm only putting 100 in.
Because
okay.
He's a miser. But that's right. Fine. Well, we then
he
that.
Could get, he could only.
I got bills. I got bills, my
He gets
friend.
A lesser vote.
I'm his, probably his the most cash poor person here for sure.
That's fine. I'll yeah. tell you who I like, and if you guys like sure. it, okay. But
yeah.
All right, so we'll figure
ponder
that out.
We got to figure it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to have somebody boots on the ground to put the bet in, right? To put our entry in.
If you do circa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have a guy. We definitely have a guy.
We did last year. I don't know if we did this.
We have
year.
People in Vegas.
Yeah.
We have operatives out there.
Right.
That can help us. All right, coming up later in the show, John Kimes is going to join us at 7 o'clock. We'll get back into Terry and the new extension that he signed. He will be back for week one of the NFL season. John Kimes joins us at 7.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.